everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Let me tell you about Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. It is in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. And here's how it works, guys. It is faster, it is easier, it is less expensive than the ER or urgent care. So God forbid you find yourself in a situation where you have a sprain or a strain or a fracture or a laceration or a dislocation and you need medical assistance. Check out the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. There is a difference. They bring us Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every week. Good morning, Adam. How's your week going?
Hello, everybody. I heard you mention that you like to watch all the sports documentaries, and I'm curious if you've watched Full Swing, the new golf one on Netflix yet.
Well, that's barely a sport, so no.
Oh.
Really? Is that how you feel?
No. Wow. That's
rude.
No,
it's very rude.
Jen.
This is very rude.
Let me say this.
No, that was a shot across the bow at Gabe because golf is his favorite sport.
But let me say this. I don't know if any of you watched on Sunday the final round of the Players. It was one of the most unexpected victories I've ever seen from Scottie Scheffler. It was incredible to watch. And I will say this. I'm with my college buddies in this golf pool every year where you get to pick one golfer and you can't use him again. And this pool is unbelievable. It's just phenomenal. And we had Scottie Scheffler this past week. And I was watching him on Friday with neck issues. And I was having a panic attack that he was going to withdraw. And that the first week of the pool that we're going to be dead. And I'm watching every shot. I'm waiting for him to go WD. Waiting. He never withdraws. He just stays in. He guts it out. I'm like, well, he's not going to win. Because at least he's just staying in there. He's not healthy. He's not right. And then not only does he stay in, not only does he not withdraw, but then on Sunday, he sinks this 100-yard eagle. And then comes back in and rallies. It was incredible to watch. And Jen, you got to go watch Full Swing. I'm just telling you, it's really good.
I had a my daughter had a friend over, and her dad came to pick her up. And he looks at me and he goes, "Are you watching the golf? Are you watching? Did you see what Scottie Scheffler did?" And I go, "I'm watching basketball. It's Championship Sunday. We got all of the championship games on. We got the selection show coming up in about an hour." Like,
yeah, because the Duquesne championship game was so cool.
I was not watching the golf. But thank you, Adam. I appreciate your. I did not have that on my bingo card today, guys. By the way, Adam Schefter going. Nutso about the golf.
It's good to know. I just contact Adam then anytime I want to talk golf on this show. We're going to have Adam come on. And that from now on, Adam is now a golf segment.
Yeah,
he'll getting out of the NFL space, it's a golf segment.
Absolutely. I love it. I've actually thought of, you know, when this is done, when I'm done doing this, going and covering golf instead. Truly.
Look at the breaking news we've got here this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam, we were talking about the Jim Harbaugh garage sale. Are you a garage sale guy? And would you attend the Jim Harbaugh garage sale and see what you could pick up from a guy who you have a good relationship with and you, a Michigan man, might find some steals?
Is he actually doing a garage sale in Ann Arbor? Or are you referring to the Chargers roster?
That was good.
Great question. Good follow-up. Didn't see it coming.
It is an actual garage sale. The Harbaugh family had a garage sale this past weekend in Ann Arbor. There was a whole Reddit scene. People were going, taking pictures of things that he was selling. There was a lot of snow globes. Did not pin Jim Harbaugh as a snow globe guy.
Wow. You know what? I didn't know he was doing that. I am not a garage sale guy. I don't want people's used things. You know, I'd rather go buy them myself. I'm sure there were some cool mementos, but again, I'm not into collecting mementos very much, so would have liked to stop by and seen Jim. We'll see him this week at the owners meeting, so we're going down to Orlando over the weekend. He'll be there. I'm gonna have a chance to talk to him at some point, I know, and look forward to seeing him down there.
Adam, I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft from NFL.com. he's got four quarterbacks with the first four picks. Who's better, Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and does J.J. McCarthy, is he good enough to be the fourth pick in the draft, or is that just out of pure need by the Minnesota Vikings?
You know, it was funny you say that. One of my college buddies just texted me on one of these aggregator sites. He says, rumor, Commanders interested in J.J. McCarthy at two. Is this real? They know to check. Like, is this real? Is this real? And my response to him was, I said, the Commanders might have interest, but I don't expect J.J. McCarthy to be the second pick in the draft right now. I don't. Now, all along, I will say this, and I'm very proud of this, and I said this on SportsCenter last night. I'm on this text chain with my Michigan college buddies, and there's like, you know, 12 of us, like all of our college friends. And when we were getting close to Michigan's national championship, one of them was like, why would J.J. go pro? And I'm like, why would he go pro? Well, he's going to be a high pick. And they're like, he's a mid-round pick at best. I'm like, he's a one. And they're like, he's not a one. You want to bet? Yeah. So we bet a group dinner on that text chain. If J.J. goes in round one, my buddy buys me and all my college friends dinner. And if he doesn't go in round one, I buy him and all my college friends dinner. I feel very confident I'm going to win that bet. I felt confident when I made that bet in early January that I was going to win that bet, that J.J. was going to be a one. And he is. Now, you're talking about the top four. Look, could it go that way, Chewy? Absolutely. I don't know that it will, but there's definite interest in J.J. McCarthy. Those other three guys obviously are going to be top picks. Caleb will go one. I think Jaden Daniels in the end has a real chance to go two. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. Shake it up, however you want to have it come out. I think they're all going real high, real high. Top four? Maybe. You know, we still have, what is the draft, 5 weeks from tomorrow or 4 weeks from tomorrow? I know it's not a lot of time, but it is a lot of time, and a lot will still change between now and then. But no, J.J., I think, is a top 12 pick. Now, does he creep into the top four? Could happen.
We'll see how it plays out. Adam, if it goes that way, I think the biggest winner would be the Jets, because I think they get the best player in the draft, being Marvin Harrison Jr. You couple him with Mike Williams.
Oh, Marvin, no. Sure, you're talking about Marvin Harrison going number 10. He's not going to make it to number 10.
No, I'm saying four. The Jets are the fifth pick in the draft.
No, the Chargers.
The Chargers have the fifth pick.
Maybe I'm looking at last year's draft. This happened. Adam, this is totally normal.
It's a projected trade. I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft right now. It's a projected trade with the Chargers.
Math and reading are not my strong suits. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
That's okay. Last year, the Jets didn't have the fifth pick last year anyway. You're looking at a projected trade from last year that didn't go through also. So let's try to get up to date, and let's try to be current when we do this. And in the right spot.
Jeez, coming in hot today, Adam.
Go ahead. Hey, Chewy, take that mock draft and go sell it in the yard sale.
Shefty, when you see somebody, so Maurice Hurst goes on a Brown show in Cleveland that is associated with the team and says that they're going to Brazil. He has since gone on social media saying, oh no, I just saw the rumors like everybody else.
Beep, beep, beep.
When
beep.
You see something like that, does your radar go off? Does the player know a little bit something more? Because these international games, I'm guessing there are a lot that go into it in terms of getting the right paperwork done, so teams have to get a heads up before maybe the general public knows.
Have they said who the Eagles are playing? No, they have not, right?
The league has not announced it, which is why everybody jumped on it when Maurice Hurst of the Browns said, oh,
but
yeah, we're going to be playing,
playing in Brazil this year.
For some reason, I don't remember this. There are so many. I think I heard that the Browns and Eagles were playing. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I just saw it on the internet. I don't know. Like, is it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if so, great. That'll be a cool Friday night matchup. I also think sometimes players just they play around. Sometimes they you know, with all these social media things that are going on, following, unfollowing pictures, not like. Yesterday, Brandon Ayuk posted a picture that ESPN picked up, and we put on our Instagram pages about how he looks like Mike Tomlin, and the next thing you know, everyone's wondering if the Steelers are trading for Brandon Ayuk. And so things take on a life of their own. But will I be surprised if the Browns play the Eagles that Friday night game? No. In Brazil? No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, someone's going to play him.
We thought maybe it would be the Packers, but obviously we think that ship has sailed. Last thing for you before we let you go, Adam, what is the general sentiment around the league of what the Packers have done during this free agency period? I know that people think that Brian Gutekunst bucked trend by going out and getting Xavier McKinney and going out and getting Josh Jacobs. Did it raise eyebrows around the league? Were people like, oh, Packers really feel like they're players right now? What was the reaction around the league to what the Packers have done thus far in free agency?
They were aggressive. They were unusually Packer aggressive. And I think that that's refreshing. I think it's a sign that they know they have a good team. And they're close to being really, really competitive. They were competitive last year. So if you add a Josh Jacobs and you add a Xavier McKinney, you go out and fill some of these holes, I think this team thinks it's capable of taking the next step. And when you spend the money you do, that's a sign that you believe you can make it happen. And so I think that this is the natural evolution of where the Green Bay Packers are. They're not picking fifth in this draft, right, Joey? I just want to make sure.
Well, there's trade possibility. Yeah, right? They got the first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers, so you never know what's going to happen.
So then when you get these guys and then you use all their picks that aren't the fifth overall pick, the roster should be very, very strong for the upcoming season.
I don't want you to tell.
Love you, Chewy.
I know. I'm never going to live that down. Thanks a lot, Gabe.
Gabe gets blamed for everything around here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I don't want you to tattle at all, but are you hearing anything about the Packers maybe continuing to be active in this space?
In the free agency or the draft?
Well, we know they're going to be active in the draft, but in the free agency space, are you hearing about them sniffing around anywhere?
You know, Jen, here's the thing. There's been so much activity. The high-profile free agents, the pricey ones, are off the market. So what you're talking about now, by and large, are guys that are taking low deals with incentives, and they're looking for a fit. Do I think they'll be? I think every team is looking around now to see if there's a bargain to be had out there. Green Bay absolutely would be in that mix. And there might be somebody that they see that they identify players out there. At a position they still feel like they need some help. And if the price is right and the price is right on most of these free agents right now, you take the roll of the dice on it.
So just to bring it full circle, we have reached the garage sale part of the free agency season in the NFL, correct?
And being that we've reached the garage sale part of free agency this time of the year, it gives you more time to watch Full Swing and to watch Scotty Scheffler's heroics on the golf course as well, Jen.
Who's your Masters favorite right now, Shefty?
The name I'm going to throw out right now is Joaquin Niemann.
Oof. Okay.
Who's lighting it up on the Live Tour. I kind of like him. I also think that Cam Smith is kind of due there, another Live guy. And watching Full Swing, like, you forget how good Brooks Koepka was in the majors last year. And that guy also looks like he wants a title in the Masters. And it would be great if Rory finally were able to win there, though he's not playing well enough right now to be able to do that. There's a lot of guys that could win this. A lot of guys. And by the way, if Scotty Scheffler's putting well, nobody's beating him anyway, anywhere, at any time.
I'll tell you what you're not getting anywhere else. Adam Schefter handicapping the odds for the Masters. Comes your way on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you this right now. The Wednesday before the Masters, you guys can ask football questions. I'm going to ask nothing but golf questions to Shefty.
Just iso ball.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Love that.
Shefty, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Getting very excited about what the Packers will do in the upcoming NFL draft, and we will continue to pay attention to all the moves in the league. We'll talk to you again soon.
Guys, I'm going to ask you, when I see you next, I'm going to ask Jim, what was the priciest item that he got sold for in his garage sale?
Oh, I would love that information. I would love to know how, I would love to know total amount. Like, what'd you make? A couple hundred? 500? A grand? Did you make a grand? We were just saying, Adam, though, if he sold his old khakis, there are 1,000,000% would be Michigan people that would buy those, frame them, shadow box them, and stick them up on their basement walls, right?
Well, it's not like he needs the money. So I almost feel like it's like, okay, it's almost like you're handing out all your stuff. Like, okay, why don't you take the game ball from, you know, my college days when we beat Minnesota. And why don't you take my pair of khakis? And why don't you take the hat I wore? Like, what does it matter? Like, I don't know, almost like a goodwill gesture as much as anything else.
Everything must go, including Adam Schefter. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you guys. Take care.
Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. Maybe I have to find some time. Take my buddy Shefty up there. I think he'd enjoy it now that I know he's such a big golf guy. Stay and play packages are available. Book early to guarantee Joyce dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.